Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
My name is Celine. I'm calling from Local Splash Web Services and I am looking for Darren.
Hello.
Hello. May I please just sit with Darren?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Darren. My name is Celine. I am from Web Services at Local Splash. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So I've been asked to give you a call. You want to do some changes to the website we created, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me, what do you have in mind?
I'm curious if you guys can somehow backlink the website to so when someone were to search Lakeford on Google as two words, I wonder if you can make it so that pops up.
Okay, but that's not website edits. That's actually the the SEO. That's part of the job that we do for you. But
can you make
what
it
would be
that?
The two words that you want to? I can redo the SEO for the website for sure. What are the two words that you wanted to pop up?
Just whenever someone were to search Lake and then Ford separately, because that is, I wonder how you can do that. But
just Lake Ford is actually is a city, so if you use it. Yeah, it's just
F-O-R-D?
Yeah, for you to understand how it goes the algorithm, right? So it is Google search by location, mainly, right? So your location is Lakeford, which is
okay.
A city or a town, right? For saying something. So if I just put Lake and Ford as part of your keywords, when someone is looking for a Ford truck, your website will appear.
Sense.
You know,
okay.
And Google will flag you.
Okay.
You know, I know, I do understand. It's a lot, you believe me, you're not the first one to request this. But it's just, I don't recommend to put keywords on your SEO that are actually not truly related to what you do. Because if you're doing searches where you're not supposed to, Google will flag you, you know. So
we're like, not like Lake and then search. It would be Lake Space Ford.
Yeah, exactly. When you separate them, the word is lake. So when someone
right.
is looking for lake equipment, you will show.
Okay. Okay. Never mind.
I put it in this Ford.
We'll
you know. Okay. What else?
Let me see. I just think it's very wordy. Like, there's a lot of words. Maybe make sum it up a little bit. Let me see.
You mean on the service pages?
Yeah, on the service pages. Yeah. I would just say there's a lot of words. I don't like the green on the bottom where it says proudly serving Beaverton. And also there should be a space between serving and Beaverton.
Let me fix that right away. So what color would you like in there instead?
I don't know. I don't love the green. So maybe something different.
Would it be okay if we put it in white? Because if we put it in blue, it will make the food and light very, very long and not appealing. So
maybe
if we put
gray.
The background in white. Great. Okay.
And then I can't see on the, let's see which page I'm on. On long distance moves, I can't see the verbiage in the blue at all. So where the three truck photo is, I can't see any of the verbiage with the page where the circles are.
Give me one second. is I'm changing the green to the gray. Just give me 1 second, so we do it all what I can do on the phone. I much rather do it so the goal. Okay. Good. Okay, tell me, which page are you looking at?
Let's see. It's the long distance move page.
Okay. Well, it's taking forever to load away. Oh, yeah, this should be white. Sorry about that. Because I need to change one by one, so it takes a little bit, but I'm getting there. Okay. Good. Same change. If you refresh your page, you will be able to see the change.
Okay, I see it.
What else?
I just think this can be something that you work on, I mean, like, while we're off the phone, but just all the verbiage is just looking very wordy. I don't think people will read that. Just simple.
Well, it's not really made for people. It's actually made for the SEO, because we wanted to show, so one of the requirements on websites is that there is at least 1,200 characters per page. So
okay.
I can request a resume, like make it short, but it's not really made for people to read over. There will be people that will read it, but it's mainly for the SEO purposes, so you have more chances to appear in search.
So there actually is like a requirement for words?
For count of characters. That's the requirement. It's at least, the minimum is 1,200. So, yeah. I know. But that's the reason why we put on the homepage, we put all the services there with a little blurb. You know, you have the picture, the service that you do, you know, on the landing page, and that's mainly so people, as I say, most people won't read it. Our interest is for people to actually contact you. You know, so they say, I give you the service that I want. I call. So the content is mainly created for to comply with the SEO requirements.
Okay, that makes sense.
Anything else?
I think that's good for now. I mean, on the other page, the same thing with the dark blue as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'm going to go for all the pages now. I'm moving all over them.
Okay.
Don't worry, that will be taken. I do apologize. Perfect. I think that was just for the color scheme.
No worries. It's okay.
Anything else besides that?
No, that's okay for now. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Of course, my pleasure. If you ever need any other, just book a call with me, and I'm gladly to do the changes over the phone with you. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Great, Diane. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.